Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au, where we help long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy to improve their quality of life, and where we also help hospitals and intensive care units to save money and resources whilst providing quality care. In last week's blog, I was talking about how to better manage limited resources in intensive care. You can check out the blog by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's blog, I want to talk about why intensive care at home is not killing a sacred cow by offering home care services. Many people who haven't worked with ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy in their own home are still skeptical when it comes to home care as a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care. I can see where people and their skepticism are coming from, and I was skeptical myself before I actually got my hands wet, so to speak, and before I actually worked in the trenches in an intensive home care environment. The reality is that once you've seen what's possible at home, even for long-term intensive care patients, you will shake your head in disbelief and you will ask yourself why those ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy had to stay in intensive care for such a long time in the first place. Because once those patients are at home, their psychological condition, their well-being and their quality of life is just so much better. And that's no surprise to anyone who knows and understands how depressed, apathic and frustrated long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy in intensive care are. Take those patients home and you will find a marked difference in their psychological and emotional well-being that makes for a better and an improved quality of life. The same applies for their families. The longer their loved one stays in intensive care, the more frustrated, impatient and depressed families get as well. Those families' quality of life is suffering as well, let alone other issues they are dealing with, such as the long times they are spending in intensive care, the lack of control they are experiencing over their and their loved ones' lives. They often end up taking paid or unpaid time off work, and they still wind up not having enough time to look after other family members, such as their children and or elderly parents. It's therefore that other countries such as Germany, Austria and Switzerland have long embraced those issues and have provided a holistic solution that provides win-win situations for patients, their families and hospitals. It's a no-brainer solution and has proven to work for more than 15 years in those countries. Intensive care at home provides a similar, tailor-made solution and hones in exactly where long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy, their families and intensive care units get stuck. The point where long-term ventilated adults or children are stuck in intensive care because of their ventilator dependency is a point where depression, frustration and even desperation sets in, and often intensive care units, despite their medical expertise, are unable to provide the care that those patients and their families really need, which is a patient and family-friendly home care environment. It's therefore that intensive care at home is not killing a sacred cow, because this model of care has proven to be successful a long time ago. What are your thoughts on killing sacred cows in intensive care? What do you think is the best solution for long-term ventilated adults and children with tracheostomy? Leave your comments on the blog below this video. If you want to discuss your needs for your intensive care unit, feel free to give me a call on 041-094-2230. Thank you for watching this week's blog, and I'll see you again in another update next week. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareathome.com.au.